Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve. I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Mix? I know Steve from Bremerton is. Steve, are you there?
I'm ready.
We're about to have a Steve off.
Yeah, Kitsap County Steve versus Pierce County Steve.
Oh, boy, this is going to get wild. All right, Pierce County Steve, it's time for you to get out of here.
Bye-bye.
For those who are playing along at home, Steve from Bremerton will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's go.
How many bears did Goldilocks encounter?
Oh. 3.
Yes. Oh. 3. In what organ of the human body would you find the cornea?
5.
Yes. Who played Charles in Charles in Charge?
Oh. Pass.
How many carats is pure gold?
24.
Correct. What is the nickname for Purdue's sports teams?
Say it again.
What is the nickname for Purdue's sports teams?
Bees?
No.
No. Pass.
What do you call the frothy foam on a freshly poured beer?
The head.
Yes. Which major European city has no stop signs?
One more time, please.
Which major European city has no stop signs?
Paris?
Yes. What shape is a honeycomb?
Octagon.
No.
Hexagon.
Yes. And with that, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 correct, Steve from Bremerton. How do we feel about that?
Yeah.
Well, here comes the other Steve.
Oh, the other Steve. The other Steve. Yeah.
All right, other Steve, welcome back. Are you ready? Yeah, Daddy, let's go. How many bears did Goldilocks encounter?
3.
Yes. In what organ of the human body would you find the cornea?
That would be the eye.
Correct. Who played Charles in Charles in Charge?
Scott Baio.
He did. Charles, how many carats is pure gold?
Days. And 24?
Yes. What is the nickname for Purdue's sports teams?
What?
What is the nickname for Purdue's sports teams?
Purdue. Crap. What is it? The fishermen?
No.
The Purdukies?
No.
The Purdueers?
No. What do you call the frothy foam on a freshly poured beer?
Head.
Yes. Which major European city has no stop signs?
Which major European city? Not Germany. That's another city. Autobahn.
No.
Crap. I'm falling apart. Sicily.
No.
Pass.
Paris. Yes, Paris. What shape is a honeycomb?
Octagon.
No.
A hexagon.
Yes. Armada is the Spanish word for which branch of the military?
Navy.
Yes. How many other states border Missouri?
Five.
No.
Four.
No.
Three.
No. Steve, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Correct. You scored, and that is a victory, 8-6. Sorry, Steve from Bremerton.
Congratulations, Steve.
Thank you, Steve. Steve is cool. Steve is cool. A lot of Steves going on.
Written by Steve Miggs.
Yes.
The nickname for Purdue's sports teams, the Boilermakers.
The Boilermakers.
And the number of states that border Missouri is 8.
Wow.
I feel like that's a lot of states.
Yeah, I ran out. I even guessed 3 times and still got it wrong.
Do you know the nickname for Missouri?
The 8th state.
No, it's the Show Me State.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Another game of Beat Miggs coming up at 7:50. Unwrapped, an acoustic holiday is coming to Angel of the Winds Arena. We've never done anything like this before, Steve Miggs.
All acoustic.
Brent Smith and Zach Myers will be all acoustic. They're coming from Shinedown. We have the Pretty Reckless. We have Daughtry. We have Mammoth. Hollywood Undead. I feel like that's going to be wild unplugged.
I'm most fired up about that one.
You can grab your tickets for Friday, December 12th at KISW.com.
Something got you bent, and now you need to vent, or you did something bad and you need to repent? Well, slide into our VMs.
Yeah, baby, it's time to slide into our VMs.
We're sliding and sliding and sliding
on the Daily Mix Show.
You know you want to, and if you haven't, just give it a try. Leave us a voice message through the Odyssey app. I actually showed Miles Montgomery of the Men's Room how to do this yesterday, Steve Miggs.
Look at you.
You look for the microphone icon. It's so easy to do.
See the whole old dog, new tricks?
Yes, it's a real thing.
Yeah.
How's it looking in there today?
Well, let's check out our first voice message. It's kind of a test for all of us, and everyone can play at home as well.
Okay.
Hey, KISW crew, I have a question, a test for you guys, and I saw this in Psychology Today.
Random fact, I once subscribed to Psychology Today.
Why?
Because I thought it would be impressive if people came over to my house. Stupid.
Oh, my God. And you have to read any of this fine material?
There was one time I was like, it might have been, maybe back when I was getting therapy a long time ago, I was waiting in the office and I was reading the magazine Psychology Today. I'm like, there's some fascinating stuff in here. I should subscribe to it. It'll make me smarter.
You're so easily influenced.
Didn't work.
If you were on the interstate during rush hour and a car came up behind you blowing their horn and flashing their lights,
okay,
would you assume it was an emergency and let them go around you? Or would you just think, what a jerk, and not let them by you? What would you do?
Ooh. What would you do, Taryn Daly?
I would say Taryn 10 years ago would have been like, F you, buddy. But Taryn now is like, chill. You know, go around. I'll move over. Whatever you need. Your wife's probably having a baby in the back seat. Go ahead.
What if it's a little bit of both? Like, what if I'm like, what a jerk, but I'm getting over because, again, as I've gotten older, the less I give a crap about road rage. So I'm just like, you're being a jackhole. But I'm going to move out of the way. Just go about your day. Hopefully you get pulled over.
I think that's perfect. You're on a journey there, Steve.
Right. I'm not in the mood to get in an argument with somebody on the road anymore. It's
hell
just
no.
Stupid. Okay, let's see what this...
Well, if you let them by, you still believe people are generally good. And if you don't, well, you believe most people can't be trusted. Stew on that.
Oh, this is too early. It's too early for my brain to have to do that.
So in a way, I guess I still think there's good people out there, but I still can't trust them.
Yeah, that's it.
Maybe I need to go back to that therapist that had that magazine, because clearly my brain's not working
just
properly.
Just resubscribe to Psychology Today, Steve.
They've been waiting for me to come back.
Hey, this question's for the Daily Make Show. My girlfriend and I recently had this conversation because she thought it was strange that I went and saw Sleep Token by myself.
I, too, think that's strange because I don't understand the hype behind Sleep Token.
Oh!
She's not a fan. None of my friends are fans. So I got tickets and attended their show. Have you ever gone to a concert by yourself? If so, who was it?
Ooh, Taryn, you're shaking your head yes.
I've gone twice. I went to see Flogging Molly by myself in high school. I was probably, I don't know, maybe 17 or 18 years old. And my plus one bailed on me and I couldn't get anyone to go. So I'm like, I'm not missing this show. And I went.
My most recent one was when I was at Bumbershoot to wrestle. But there were some bands that were playing. And I didn't want, I wanted to see the Murder City Devils.
Oh, of course.
And so I just went by myself. I had the best time. I've never had an issue with going to concerts by myself. Usually you run into somebody that you know.
Totally.
And if not, with the beauty of cell phones, you can just play on your phone until the band starts up again. And once the lights are down, it doesn't matter.
Well, and also what's cool about going to a show by yourself is that you know you're there with like-minded individuals. You have at least one thing in common with every single person in this room, and it's that band.
That's a solid point.
So you can make new friends, Steve.
All right, to go back to though, because somebody's like, Steve, you need to listen to Sleep Token. They're actually really good. Are you a fan of Sleep Token?
I'm aware of Sleep Token. I've never seen them in concert.
That they are like legitimately the biggest rock band out right now of like this newer crop of rock bands. They sold out the Tacoma Dome, and let's see what they. This has over like 30 million views.
None of those are mine. One is yours. What is this style called?
I don't know. I guess I kind of just unfairly lumped them into like the Ghost category because they kind of give off vibes of like the band Ghost as far as like their outfit.
Sure.
And their over-the-top production. But I mean, it's just metal, right?
Sure.
Yeah, I wouldn't go with you either there, buddy, if you...
you're on your own.
I don't hate it. It's just not... I'm just blown away that they're as big as they are.
Yeah, well, we're not helping them get that big. Somebody is.
Apparently. The Daily Mix Show.
The Daily Mix Show. Imagine you went to a restaurant and you just got to order every single thing that the menu had to offer. There's a new show premiering where WWE superstar Braun Strowman travels all across the country and eats everything on the menu. It is literally called Everything on the Menu. And we're going to chat with Braun at 7:20.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I mean, Steve Miggs, do you ever go to a restaurant and look at the menu and think to yourself, I want to try every single thing on this menu?
Yes.
It happens to me all the time. So when I learned that there's an actual show premiering called Everything on the Menu with Braun Strowman, I knew that this was going to be my type of show.
I'm Braun Strowman, a.k.a. the monster among men. But look at the size of it. And there's one thing that's even bigger than my appetite for destruction. Are you ready? And that is my appetite for food. I want to try it all.
I'm gonna go with everything on the menu.
And we've got Braun on to talk about this amazing concept. Good morning, Braun.
Good morning, good morning. Hopefully everybody's doing as well as I am today. I'm getting to talk to y'all in Seattle. Life's amazing.
Dude, Braun, I'm so fired up about this show. I think in the trailer, there's a part where you just said, like, food brings everybody together, and it feeds the soul. And yeah. I love that part. I think for a lot of us, that's our favorite thing to do is, like, where are we going to go eat? Let's get together. Let's just sit around and just talk about the things that are on the menu.
I love it. And that's the whole premise behind the show. So I had a really bad neck injury in 2023 when I was with WWE, and I had to have my neck fused. I have a level 1 fusion in my C4 and 5, so they put a metal plate and 4 screws in there. And I was out of action for like a year and some change. And while I'm out, I'm like going nuts. Am I ever going to be able to wrestle again? Am I going to have a normal life? Am I going to be able to use my hands, because when it happened, my arms completely went paralyzed for 3 seconds in the ring while I was in the ring. So really terrifying. It was similar to the same injury that ended Stone Cold's career. So I was given a gift that not everybody's given. And I know for a fact, in my soul, in my heart, I'm good at putting smiles on people's faces. How can I continue to do that? So we were on the phone, my agent and my good friend Kevin, the producer of Everything on the Menu, and kind of them giving me a hard time about something. But like, when I go out to eat, I'll order 2, 3, 4 entrees because I'm a big boy and I'm hungry, for one. But two, I like to try different foods, and I see and I want to try different things, because I was so blessed with WWE to travel around the world and eat every walk of life cuisine you can name and experience so much culture and all that. So now one of my favorite things, like you said, is taking people out to eat and getting them to try new experiences, bringing people to the table, because now you're having conversation, you're having the food conversation, you're talking about life, you're catching up, loving and laughing, and whatever those signs that people have hanging over their doors when they come into their houses. So the idea with the show, we shot a pilot episode while I was out at a place called the Great Outdoor Supper Club in Kewaskum, Wisconsin, which Wisconsin's where I reside these days, because I'm a big farm animal and I got a farm now, and I like to park my butt in the barn and just hide, you know, eat some hay or whatever the cows do. So the idea is, going into these restaurants, they're so unbelievable. And think about it. You said you're looking when you sit down and you're eating and you see all this food coming around. I'm like, my goodness, that looks good. Wow, look at there. Well, what is that? You can't make up your mind. Well, neither can I. So I order Everything on the Menu.
If you're just joining us, we're talking to Braun Strowman. Everything on the Menu is premiering this Friday, October 24th. Braun, out of curiosity, do you have a favorite style of cuisine, or like a food that you never get sick of?
Honestly, not really. I mean, I'm a big eater, for one. I mean, on my normal day, I mean, I eat really, really clean, or try to eat clean for the most part, because all these sweet treats and fatty foods like to go to my hips like everybody else. And I still got to take my shirt off on TV every once in a while. So this is also the ultimate cheat meal show. Like, how many people don't want to go into a nice restaurant and order everything on the menu? So you get to live vicariously through me and my massive appetite, and get to see me just gorge down on just gigantic caloric intake and have fun doing it. I mingle with all the customers. I kind of bombard on them while they're eating dinner. And while I understand I'm this looming giant mongoloid of a human being, and it's fun because the whole world has seen Braun Strowman and they know the monster among men and what he's done in the ring. This is an opportunity that I have, this gigantic platform that I get to show the world Adam Scherer, the man behind the monster and stuff. So it's so fun getting to talk to the customers, whether they know who I am or they not. They don't. They know me by the end of the dinner that we're having. I'm in the kitchen with the cooks, getting my hands dirty, learning along the way, because I'm not educated in the culinary arts. This is the blue collar food show. I tell you one thing, everybody on this earth knows when they take a good bite of something, it makes you close your eyes and go, there's a lot of grunting and groaning throughout these episodes. Maybe I just try to be more as a caveman, but you thoroughly can see how much I enjoy getting to eat all these amazing foods and the experiences that I get to have. Man, I'm buying shots for the people in the bar. We're trying half the cocktails on the menu too, and everything else in between. So it's just a big party, man. When the monster's in town, he's there to put smiles on people's faces. Just don't cross his path.
Yeah, well, then you got to come to Seattle so we can grunt, groan, and do shots with you in the future there.
Season 2, definitely Seattle is a stop that I want. Get up there and do the seafood and stuff. I love the cuisine in Seattle. I've eaten many times up there. I'm hoping everybody loves watching Everything on the Menu half as much as I enjoy doing it.
Everything on the Menu with Braun Strowman premieres this Friday, October 24th. Back-to-back episodes at 10 p.m. our time on USA Network. Thank you so much, Braun.
No, thank y'all so much. See you soon, everybody. I hope you're hungry.
Oh, we are now. Thank you, Brian. You rock.
Awesome.
The Daily Mix Show.
What is the one place that you're absolutely willing to travel just to have a meal there?
Oh.
206-803-ROCK. A place you're willing to travel just to eat there. 206-803-ROCK. We're going to take your calls after Ozzy Osbourne.
I'm already hungry.
What is the deal with that one place that you are absolutely willing to travel to just to eat there? Call 206-803-ROCK and tell us all about it. Jessica, you are in Snohomish this morning. What is that place that you're absolutely willing to travel to just to eat there?
If I could afford to right now, I'd fly to Sydney, Australia for fish and chips. Lord Nelson.
Okay, see, honestly, I never even once thought about what is like the food to get in Australia, although I would love to go to Australia. That'd be awesome. So it's fish and chips.
Yeah, it was delicious, and I'll just never forget it. And I'm always like, I'm going to go back to Australia. I'm hitting up Lord Nelson again. I'm wondering if it was the fish. Like, maybe in Australia they use a different white fish, usually a halibut or cod out here. But I'm thinking maybe it was the fish. But their batter was it was a beer batter because they also threw beer. It was just fantastic. It wasn't too thick, wasn't too thin. I had like 4 or 5 pieces. It was really good.
Shout out Lord Nelson. 206-803-ROCK. Willie, you are in Mount Vernon. What is that one place you are absolutely willing to travel to just to eat there?
Hey, good morning. Well, there's a spot in Bellingham right on the corner of Railroad and Holly, and I don't work for them, the Horseshoe Cafe.
See, this is a little easier to get to Bellingham than Sydney, Australia, so you got my ears.
Horseshoe Cafe, they've been around, according to their signage, 1886, the oldest cafe in the state of Washington. And waffles and chicken, chicken and waffles, savory with gravy, and then you grab some syrup and put it on top of that.
Ooh.
And they're unreal. I can't believe how good this little place is, and it's open till 2 in the morning.
Okay, so I love a place that's open till 2.
They know their customers all too well.
206-803-ROCK. Eric in Kenmore, what is that one place you are absolutely willing to travel to just to eat there?
Bangkok, Thailand. I had the best pad thai of my life, and it's completely different than the United States.
Okay, I was going to ask, we have pad thai here, but so what's the difference between the two?
It's the flavor. The flavor is completely different than how we make it in the States. It's more Americanized here, unless you go to like a very, very authentic Thai restaurant, but it's just a whole other level. Street vendors just make it all over the place, and it's so flavorful and tangy, and it's completely different. It's so awesome.
I haven't had my breakfast this morning, and I'm feeling very hungry, Steve Miggs.
What would be your pick?
Ooh, I mean, here's the thing. It's not like I have to travel very far to get there, but I will reroute my day to go to Dick's for Dick's Burgers.
Yeah, 1,000%, man. Deluxe, get me going.
What's yours?
Yeah, it's funny. Someone texted in and said, Miggs, you would agree, Terry Black's in Austin, that brisket. I agree. That brisket will make a plant-based weirdo a meat eater in a second.
And so what all did you eat there? You ate the brisket, the ribs.
The ribs, and then something else that was meat. Because they had no vegan, vegetarian options there. Even like their vegetables were just cooked in meat.
Cooked in fat, a lot of dairy.
And here's that moment. So I hadn't eaten meat in a couple of years. And I'm like, screw it. We're at Terry Black's. When in Rome, I might as well try what they're known for. And I had their brisket, and it was amazing.
Are we ready? Okay. For the first time.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
What should I do? Brisket or ribs first?
Brisket.
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 That's a lot of meat right there. Oh, my God. This is like melt in your mouth. Amazing.
It's insane, right?
It's so good.
You like it? You're happy?
Yeah. I mean, this beats Brussels sprouts.
Oh, my God. All day.
You're going to blow out your butt.
Okay, that's our friend Nina. Thanks. And you know, it didn't.
The Daily Mix Show.
It's so good. I want to go back right now.
I would go back. I mean, this is the whole point of this topic. Like,
yes.
We would travel back to Austin for Terry Black's barbecue.
Incredible.
How would you like to beat Steve Miggs this morning? His record is 332 wins, 110 losses, and 97 ties in 2025. And maybe, just maybe, you were checking out the cheat sheet yesterday on the men's room at 540, where 3 of the correct answers to the game were given out. You can call 206-803-ROCK if you would like to play Beat Miggs at 750.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok's Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.